Another good day on the Australian Stock Exchange. Here with all of the details is Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and good to be on your show again this afternoon.
How was your conference, Kevin?
Oh, well, it was all over the place, as you know. But no, it was good. It was a bit disappointing because yesterday the market finished at 6,444.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on, you know how I love round numbers and all those sort of things. But how about this? It's up 22 and now it's 6,466.
So you'd love that. You had the
I'd love that. I love those.
Three fours yesterday. You got the three sixes today and there's a four or a six in the middle. There's something going on with your numbers, Kevin.
There's up two little ducks too, and Commonwealth Bank's up 33 to $79.72. Everywhere I look, there's all these funny little rhyming numbers. The gremlins are just having a lot of fun at the moment.
So isn't that interesting, Kevin, that the Combank's gone up 2 days in a row, yet they were one of the banks to pass on the interest rate cut in full to their customers?
Correct. Maybe it's just goodwill. Maybe it's karma. Interesting to see. We haven't heard anything, I don't recall anyway, from NAB or Westpac at this point in time. ANZ did this slightly less. They're only up 15, but they are a third of the price. So maybe in percentage terms, they're higher. Westpac was up 21 and NAB were up 11. So the banks dominated the turnover today. The iron ore stocks came off a little bit on the back of slightly weaker oil prices. So they drifted back down. There was some good movements. I saw Wesfarmers over $38 at one stage.
Huge.
Up 75 to finish at $37.96. They had a good day. Woolies were up 14, they were $31.33. And Newcrest were up 33 to $28.28. Oh,
they're all loving this, aren't you, Kevin?
Oh, I'm just loving this, I tell you. And what else can I tell you? Oh, big ore discovery.
Yeah, this is Santos, isn't it, up north?
Yes, with Carnarvon Petroleum. They've got the thing called Dorado. They had Dorado 1,
mm-hmm.
and it came up with a very nice discovery and sent, I think one stage Carnarvon went from about 15 cents up into the 60s and drifted back down to the 30s and 40s. They started drilling Dorado 2, which is sort of about 2 kilometres to the other side, I'll call it, because I'm not really an oil and gas man.
Yep.
Looking for oil-water contact, looking for more hydrocarbons. Sure enough, it's there. Bigger than expected is what they're calling it, which is very nice.
Mm.
This morning, the Carnarvon shelters got very frothy. They pushed the stock up higher, 62.5 again, drifted off at the end of the day up, finishing up 2 to 56. And Santos, who own 80% of it, I might add, were up 7 cents. I find that bemusing because if it's gone, Carnarvon's worth that much, well, then it's obviously worth a lot to Santos. They bought, of course, the whole Quadrant Energy for about $1.5 billion. So the uplift in Carnarvon alone is worth about 2 or 3 that I can work out. So, but, of course, the oil price has been weak and it's been dragging everything down in that sector. But I think there's some great value in that particular, those two particular stocks.
Absolutely.
Speaking of surpluses, the government, of course, running a very good trade surplus at the moment. Australia is, I should say. I'm calling it the government. It's Australia running a good trade surplus at the moment, as you would expect with these lower Aussie dollar and these rising commodity prices. I saw gold. I'm digressing a little, I know, but I've got to talk about it.
Mm.
Up today, it's up, would you believe, it's up $3 to $1,333. Well, that's another story. But in Aussie dollar gold terms, $1,912 an ounce. A phenomenal number. As a result of that, Northern Star up $18 to $9.90, St Barbara up $9 to $2.60, Regis up $6 to $4.54. A great response there.
And Kevin, I see the Aussie dollar now below 70 cents at 69.69. What does it buy in euros?
161 and sterling is 182.
All right, as a numbers man, 6,466. Job well done. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, mate.